At the time that Jesus made the statement, the Holy Ghost wasn't there. That came in on the day of Pentecost. Do you see? Which they should receive. Now look at the purpose of God. There's the news. Get all your whole entire book. You can't take nowhere under the dispensation of the Lord. Nowhere. In fact, you from the flood on down to the Pentecost for AD 40. You can't find no place in it. Nowhere. Where God ever said anything to a Gentile. From the time that the nations begin to multiply on the face of the earth, you can't find nowhere. I said nowhere where he gave them any kind of orders, the Gentiles. He made a promise to Abraham that in his seed would bless all the families of the earth. That was Christ. And that's just exactly what has happened. And now look, Paul is saying in the 6th chapter of Romans, know ye not that as many of us who, the Jews, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? What shall we say then? How shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid! How can we that are dead to sin live any longer than telling the Gentiles about it? See? Then get down to the 11th verse, 6th chapter.
Likewise.
Now just like that happened to us. See, just like that. What?
Likewise, reckon ye also.
Reckon yourselves also. Don't go and get in the water, but likewise reckon yourselves. To what?
To be dead indeed.
To be dead indeed.
But alive unto God.
But alive unto God.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ. See? You see how it is? Colossians. Somebody don't want to believe me that it's in the book this way. I tell you, you can't find nothing else in it. The 2nd chapter. That's Paul. Like, he ain't going to argue against himself. Is it? 2nd chapter of Colossians. And about the 9th verse. See if it don't read that way like it used to read. It ought to read the same way this morning, don't you think so? All right, read.
For in him,
I just got through telling you. See, I tried my best to make it clear. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He was God manifested in a body. He was Jesus, no idol. See? And when he's raised from the dead, the Holy Ghost. Ain't nothing you can do with that. You just might as well forget that. Ain't that right? You see through what I'm talking about? Okay, read on. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of his God, of the Godhead body. Now watch this baptism.
And ye are complete in him.
Now look, if all of his physical body was baptized, that's all the flesh, ain't that right? And so now if you're going to take him as a quickening spirit, see, you understand? Then you're completing. That's what the apostle is saying. Read on. You don't think it is that way.
Which is the head of all principalities.
Which is the head of all principalities and power.
And whom also ye are circumcised.
Now hold everything. Now if you're going to baptize, you are circumcised. Because see, that was first. Circumcised 8 days after birth. So if you ain't going to circumcise, you ain't got no argument about baptism. See, 8 days after birth. Mm-hmm. In whom also you were circumcised.
How? With the circumcision made without hands.
With the circumcision made without hands. No, don't put your hand on it. Don't touch it. Mm-hmm. Now here we are. Hypocrite priests arguing around about circumcision, failed not. See? Why don't we say the same thing about the other? Come on, one thing won't help no more than the other will. And all of you that have been baptized, I ain't asking nothing about it, didn't do you no good. All the good that it done you, it has what yet. I baptized a lot of people.
Yes, sirree.
I said, in obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I baptize this, our beloved brother, in the name of the Father God, particular about it, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. I didn't know what that was, but I just said it. Produce it down, I think. I never overlooked the 28th chapter of Matthew in the 19th verse. See? I know every passage is in the book about it. So you can just save yourself some trouble trying to point out something. Okay, read on.
Putting off the body of the
sins. And putting off the body of the sins of the flesh. Now, Adam, put your hand on. Read on.
By the circumcision of
Christ. Now, see how it was done? Now, if you were circumcised by the circumcision of Christ, without putting hands on it. See, you get that now? Mm-hmm. Read on.
Buried with
him. Now, you see, buried with him. Put your hand on him. See, all right, read on.
In baptism.
Buried with him, huh?
Buried with him in baptism.
Buried with him in baptism. Ain't
touched him. Wherein also ye are.
Right in that same thing. Wherein also. Read.
You are risen with him through the faith of
the Lord. You are risen with him through the faith and
power. Of the operation of God.
How did you say that word? How did you say that word?
You are risen with him through.
Now look, now you know just as well as I do, and you haven't got no argument. When I put somebody down there, I raise him up. Hands on him too. See? Yeah, that's the way it is. All right, read on.
Through the faith and operation.
That's how it's done, through faith and operation. Now let me show you that. Back there. Let me show it to you. So you see what you're looking at. See what you're talking about. Since we're talking about baptism, if you notice, I skipped this one. Because that one was
see?
I don't know if you noticed it now, but I skipped. And here goes skip. Right here. Right here. Here's God now, showing you what Paul is talking about. You want me to go on stage right here?
No.
Okay, now here's Melchizedek. See, 430 years before the law, Melchizedek, king of Salem. This is Abraham. God. See, Melchizedek, Abraham. That you and I would count. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's Zachariah. That's the reason why I said it. We can't preach Christ unless we preach him according to the scripture, not according to this. But this ain't no good. You see? All right, Zachariah talks about it. 14th chapter and the 6th verse. Read.
And it shall come to pass.
And it shall come to pass in that day.
That the light shall not be clear.
That the light shall not be clear.
Nor dark.
Nor dark. Now wait a minute, right there. You go clear on back to the first chapter of Genesis. Clear on back. And I quote, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And the earth was out formed, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And night. Darkness he called night. I'm cutting it short. And the light he called day. Is that right? That's with the Lord. Now, don't forget, this is the Lord hanging out here on the cross. And Peter said, one day with the Lord. Jesus said, you call me Lord and Master. So I am. Is that right? Is that what he said? See? And this is the Lord hanging out here on the cross. See? Now, to bring you up to some more data on it, right quick, watch now. Here's the Passover down here in Egypt, so that you can see what Zechariah is talking about and see how these gets in, how these days and all gets in. Moses, God told him that when this Paschal lamb was slain, to put the blood on this side of the door and on this side and up over the lintel of the door. Isn't that right? Over the post of the door. and it was dark down in Egypt. See, I'm Stygian, black darkness, down in Egypt, see, and the children of Israel had lights in their dwelling. And that blood over there, the angel passed over and saw that blood. Isn't that right? And then wherever that blood was, why then the firstborn was not slain in that house. Isn't that right? But everywhere else, the firstborn was slain from Pharaoh that sat on the throne. Isn't that right? Now look at this darkness down here, see? Black, Stygian, thick darkness, so says the book, down in Egypt here, see? And that paschal lamb, which pointed to Jesus Christ. So Christ, our Passover, is slain. So if you put the blood on this side of the lintel of the door and on this side, that meant that this hand would be nailed to the cross and this hand would be nailed to the cross and up over the lintel of the door, and they put the crown right on. You see that? And so now, when Christ is crucified, watch now, since God called the darkness night and the light he called day, it turned dark over the face of the earth from the sixth to the ninth hour. From the sixth to the ninth hour. What part of the day is this? When does the sixth hour begin?
9 o'clock
in the morning. From 9 o'clock in the morning. On that first day he was crucified, Friday. 9 o'clock in the morning. From 9 till 3 in the afternoon, from the sixth to the ninth, she was backed up. When Christ, the paschal lamb, was slain. Now you've got light this morning as he comes up. See that? And he's going before Pilate. Man, it's light. You see what I'm talking about? It's light. And from the 9 o'clock in the morning, he's hung on the cross from 9 o'clock till 3 in the afternoon. She was night. She was dark. So then, from 3 o'clock on the Friday, it turned light. See? Never a day like that before. She turned light. And then she went on back into night. So then you have, on Friday, when he is crucified, from 6 till, or see, from the 6th hour, or from 9 o'clock till 3 in the afternoon. See, dark. That's the night. Where she comes in the early in the morning, see, the first morning, coming from the sixth down to the night, she's light. Coming down from the light to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she's dark. That's the night. Then coming in from that Friday night, that's another night. So then you got two of them in that one. Never been a day, never been a night like that before. Now, Zechariah is talking about it. Read where you were in Zechariah.
That the light should not be clear nor dark.
Now, the light should not be clear nor dark. Read.
But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord.
But it shall be one day. You call me Lord and Master, and so I am. And don't be in this one thing. This one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. And the light he called day, and the darkness he called night. You see what I'm talking about? And here it is up here this morning. See, she had light. And from the sixth hour on down, from the sixth on down to the night, you understand? She died. You see, so there's a night with the Lord. Not with the man, but with the Lord. You see? And then she goes on back through that night, you see? You understand? And so there is the night right in that day, from the sixth to the ninth hour. And then Friday night, there is your second night. You understand? And then Saturday, and she went through that night. And very early in the morning, the third day of the week, it's January, he was in that tomb 3 days and 3 nights. And that was a sign. As a sign was given to the prophet Jonah, Jesus said that, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. But there shall be no sign given except the sign which was given unto the prophet Jonah. And the Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale. Even shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Now, what I'm trying to point out to you is that day, that night and that day, all in there together, see, that was a sign. And we haven't talked to it yet, because most of us hypocrites. Preachers, we can't get that third day and that third night in that straight. You see what I'm talking about? But yet we can get out there in our Easter clothes and walk all around showing our clothes off. You see what I'm talking about? And everybody talk about I was preaching the gospel and all them different kinds of things. And you check him on that and see whether he can get them 3 days and them 3 nights in there that Jesus Christ gets. Why? Because it was a sign. Ain't that right? The Sabbath was given for a sign. This is a sign, ain't that right? And there he is in that over the Sabbath day, moving it out of the way, and the sign is gone and fulfilled. Ain't that right? You see, do what I'm talking about? They don't understand nothing about it. They can't figure out how Christ was crucified on Good Friday, laid in that over Friday, and raised the third morning. You see nothing about the cross. He don't know nothing about the scripture. He don't know nothing about that day with the Lord. Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? Now I'm through that road.